You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. A show about language is a show about relationships. It's about the words we use and the ways that we try to connect with each other. So for this special edition of Away with Words, we're taking a look back at some of our favorite calls about relationships. Take the language of etiquette. In today's world, how do you phrase something so as not to ruffle anybody's feathers?
A woman named Megan called us because she found herself wrestling with that very problem.
I have a question about addressing wedding invitations. So I'm getting married in the fall. I'm having a bit of a dilemma. So I'm generally considered to be sort of a stickler for proper language usage and etiquette amongst friends and coworkers. But there's no living up to my mother's expectations, and apparently she thinks I'm way off the mark.
Oh. Well, there's never any living up to your mother's expectations, right?
I mean, very hard to live up to. So my question is one of addressing the envelope, and specifically, I guess, according to, you know, Emily Post and tradition in general, it would be, for example, Mr. and Mrs. Patrick Hinchey. And I'm just not comfortable with the woman being robbed of her given name. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest, you know, Mr. Patrick and Mrs. Catherine Hinchey or some such, but my mother thinks I'm being terribly gauche, so maybe you can help.
She thinks you're being gauche.
Wow.
I think she's concerned that I'm, just completely ambivalent of rules and society and tradition.
And what does she think will happen if you address them that way?
Question. Perhaps she's concerned about the signals that would be sent to our guests who are older or just more traditional and might somehow, you know, take affront at a usage that's not traditional.
The gifts will be smaller. Instead of a 4-slot toaster, it will be a 2-slot toaster.
But in the end, I want to make sure, of course, that my dear mom is happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is she paying for the wedding?
So that's a little bit tricky.
I know it's
crying,
but
very generously.
Okay, they're helping.
Paying for a large portion of the wedding.
Okay.
That matters. That's part of the formula. It's part of the calculus. But Martha and I are giving each other this eye that says our ESP is working, and I think we're in agreement here, Megan.
I think we are.
You are a 38-year-old intelligent woman who can do what she likes, and you should.
Okay.
You're not a Vanderbilt. It's not 1870. The people aren't coming to your wedding in horse-drawn carriages. I mean, this is the modern age. Modern wedding address envelope etiquette is that everybody gets equal billing.
Well, okay. I mean, I completely agree with you, but I'm thinking about the people who are expecting old-fangled invitations.
Well, here's the thing.
Will they really be offended? Well, I mean, I would be glad to be invited to your wedding.
There's another thing. Megan, I have an idea.
Okay.
It is the modern age. This means we have data. Can you just go down your wedding list and say everyone over the age of, say, 60 gets the old-fangled style and everyone under the age of 60 gets your style?
I guess I like the idea of sort of making a case-by-case decision instead of a writ-large decision. So we can look at the guest list and make a decision about who gets which type of label or dressing on the label.
Yeah, Megan, I think that's really smart. I mean, Emily Post has said that etiquette is about treating people with consideration, respect, and honesty. Mm-hmm. And it's all in the service of building relationships. And so I think you've really keyed in on the answer there.
Do us a favor. We'd love to hear how you and your mother resolve this together and find that mutually acceptable solution, all right?
Well, I'm going to send you both an invitation, and I'm going to have to wrestle with how to address it to Martha and Grant.
I'll have the chicken.
Please do.
Okay. We have to find out. She's probably finished the wedding invitations by now, right? Did she go for tradition or?
Well, in the end, I'm a little embarrassed to admit it because maybe I'm not as progressive as I thought I was, but I went with the traditional address, and I did Mr. and Mrs. as my default.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
What was your thinking when you got all the way down to the wire and you made this decision? What What put you there?
Well, I played with it a bit and I experimented, but I just found it was rather clunky when I was trying to do, for example, Mrs. Blank and Mr. Blank last name. It didn't quite flow as smoothly, and I didn't come up with an alternate solution that seemed better than the traditional. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I started to run out of time.
Ah, okay. So these are all practical reasons, right? That doesn't sound like a sellout to me.
No, it sounds like acknowledging that mother's always right.
No. This is practical, concrete reasons to do it this way.
That is funny. After the show, of course she heard it because she's a huge NPR fan. And she said, well, it doesn't really matter because you'll do what's right.
Oh!
So she didn't take our advice.
But you know what she did? She gathered all of the information she needed to make an informed decision.
That's right.
Then she made it.
That's right. It's like my dad used to say, milk all the cows you can and then churn your own butter. And I'd say the same thing about public radio. Each day is an opportunity to gather information and make informed decisions. So pick up that phone right now to support this public radio station. Seriously, just do it.